or if a child, you know, when they're afraid of the dark and they grow out of it, might say, well, she's not afraid of the dark now, but she sure
was.
Mm-hmm. Or she used to be?
Used to be.
Okay. Do you have a phrase that's opposite of used to be? Okay. If you come home and you found that maybe your husband had gone out and didn't lock the door, but he left some money on the table, you might say, well, that's not a very good thing to do. You're being pretty
careless.
Mm-hmm. If you overheard somebody talking, they might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
cute.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say queer?
Queer.
Okay. If you knew somebody that was very set in their ways, and they once they made up their mind, they just never changed it, you'd say so-and-so was very
cruel.
Mm-hmm. Or if it was their way and it had to be that way, you might say, oh, come on, let's try it my way. Don't be so
contagious.
Mm-hmm. Have I heard something called bullheaded?
Yeah,
who's
that?
Tell me I was bullheaded. I was Lily.
This is being bullheaded.
Mm-hmm. If you knew somebody that you sort of had to watch what you said around them, that they might have had a temper, mm-hmm. you might say, well, don't joke with him. He'll lose his temper. He's really kind of
mean.
Mm-hmm. Or if he's real sensitive about certain things of conversation, you might say, well, don't talk about that. He's kind of something about that.
Mm-hmm.
Might you say touchy?
Touchy
about this? He might be talking and say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd go and get
angry.
Mm-hmm. And if you were in a place that they just sounded the fire alarm and everybody was starting to panic, you might tell the people around you to keep
quiet.
Or if they weren't panic and run, you just say, stay.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been working very hard and you've been on your feet all day, you come home and just say, oh, I am so
tired.
Mm-hmm. I'm just so tired, I am completely
you're out.
Well, if you knew someone that came home early from work or from school because he didn't feel very well, you might say, well, so-and-so came early because he
didn't feel well.
Mm-hmm. Or he
calls he was sick.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, well, he's sick now, but she'll be up again
soon.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever say by and by?
Yeah,
by and by or by and by?
Oh, yeah.
Heard that. Okay. If someone got overheated and chilled and then their eyes started to water and their nose ran and they got a headache, you'd say that they if they started sneezing and their eyes ran, say they
coming down
cold. And if this cold affected the person's voice,
I sound a kind of like this, then we really sound
hoarse.
Mm-hmm. And if he's doing this,
he's coughing.
Mm-hmm. Or he has a
cough.
Mm-hmm. If you just think to yourself, oh, I better go to bed, I'm just getting so
sleepy.
Mm-hmm. I'm really am sleepy, but at 6 o'clock I'm going to have to
go to bed.
Okay, if your alarm rings, say, oh, my alarm rings at 6, and then I have to
get up.
And if you're going to open your eyes, you're going to wake up.
Wake up.
Okay. And if somebody's still sleeping and you need to get them up to go to work, you say, well, go on in and